I think you should talk into this mic. And by you may use this mic to request, publicly request some Jacques Sprout. Jacques Sprout?
Not tonight.
Not tonight? Okay. Well, look for Jeremy on another night, and he may play this song by an awesome songwriter named Otherwise, nice. Listen for Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy Raskin, everybody.
Woo! Yeah, G-Man! What a rip, dude!
Well, you want to end the war, you gotta be loud. Infamous guide in the Old West.
In the state of Colorado in the year of 74, they crossed the San Juan Mountains, gold hungry to the core. Their guide was Alfred Packer, and they trusted him too long. For his character was weak and his appetite was strong. They called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Along the Gunnison River, an Indian camp they spied.
An Indian chief approached them to stop them eating dry. Warned them of the danger in the snow that lay around.
But the danger was in Packer, for his hunger knew no bounds.
Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief.
It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Well, two cold ones went slowly by, the packer came back alone.
My comrades, they all froze to death, I'm starving, he did moan. But the Indian chief knew how he lied, he spat upon the ground.
For his belly hung out all over his belt, he gained some 30 pounds.
Oh, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief.
It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Well, for 8 long years he ran away, but finally he was tried.
He claimed he didn't kill them, he only ate their hides. That county had 6 Democrats until he did arrive.
Well, only one lives on today, he ate the other 5.
And they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief.
It just doesn't pay to eat anything except government-inspected beef. Well, for 18 years he stayed in jail, it was a dreadful fate.
For he suffered indigestion every time he ate. Still, it's hard to blame that hungry guy who went searching for the mines.
Cause when he ate his friends, he'd never heard of Duncan Hines. Oh, when he ate his friends, he'd never heard of Duncan Hines.
Yeah, process. Yeah, good process.
By request, this is a blatant propaganda song. No way, no 2 ways about it. This is dedicated to our men and women in tan. As they go around the world saving the day for freedom and democracy here and there.
America police. Let's say America.
You're right.
Come get out of the way, boys. Quick, get out of the way. You'd better watch what you say, boy. Better watch what you say.
Cause we've rammed in your harbor and tied to your port. And our pistols are hungry and our tempers are short. So bring your daughters around to the fold. We're the cops of the world.
Get it?
We pick and choose as we please, boy. Pick and choose as we please. You'd best get down on your knees, boy. Best get down on your knees.
Cause we're hairy and horny and looking to shack.
Johns with a rag, boy. Clean the Johns with a rag. If you like, you can use your flag, boy. If you like, you can use your flag.
We've got to protect all our citizens fair. So we'll send a battalion for everyone there. And maybe we'll leave in a couple of years.
The reds in a pile, boy. Dump the reds in a pile. You'd better wipe off that smile, boy. Better wipe off that smile. boys, but we'll gladly pay for all we destroy. And we're the cops of the world, boy. We're the cops of the world. And please stay off of the grass, boy. Please stay off of the grass. Here's a kick in the ass, boy. So why all the shock? We're the biggest and the toughest kids on the block. And we're the cops of the world, boy. We're the cops of the world. And when we butchered your son, boy, when we butchered your son, have a stick of our gum. And the name for our profit is democracy. So like it or not, you will have to be free. And we're the cops of the world, boy. We're the cops of the world.
Thank you. I'm going to entertain the troops over Christmas. And this will be one of my most popular songs. This is one of Phil Oak's earliest songs, again, written right out of the newspapers, but it could have been written today.
Christmas shoppers shopping on the neon city streets. Another Christmas dollar for another Christmas tree. They're satin on the pretty dolls that make the children glow. While boys walking ragged in the cold Kentucky snow. They don't have Christmas in Kentucky. There's no holly on the West Virginia door. For the trees don't twinkle when you're hungry. Jingle bells don't jingle when you're poor. There's lots of toys for Christmas when the Christmas time is near. But a present for the miners is a stocking full of fear. In the cold hills of Kentucky, there's one gift that you may find. Christ is spending Christmas in the cold Kentucky mines. There's no holly on the West Virginia door. For the trees don't twinkle when you're hungry. And the jingle bells don't jingle when you're poor. Let's drink a toast to Congress and a toast to Santa Claus. And a toast for all the speeches that ring the loud applause. There's not enough to give, no, there's just not enough to share. So let's drown the sounds of sorrow with a hearty Christmas cheer. No, they don't have Christmas in Kentucky. There's no holly on the West Virginia door. For the trees don't twinkle when you're hungry. And the jingle bells don't jingle when you're poor.
Julia, this sounds for you.
We are the nation's physicians. Yes, we come into our lobby every day. And we will fight against disease when the money comes with ease. And when we we get together, we say, hooray for the AMA. And for us doctors, let's have higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way. Oh, we divided up the sections of the body. Every day we specialize more and more. But we really love to stitch the diseases of the rich. We are sure there's a clinic for the poor. Hooray for the AMA. And for us doctors, let's have higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill. Waiting rooms are getting pretty crowded. It's sad to see the patients sit and bleed. But if you must choose our ointments, then you must have an appointment, or we'll pay for those magazines you read. Hooray for the AMA. And for us doctors, let's have higher pay. If you can't afford my bill, don't you tell me that you're ill, 'cause that's the free enterprise way. And oh, government, it's getting too ambitious. Yes, we know they want to socialize us all. Well, our oath was Hippocratic, but with money we're fanatic. So we'll see you in Canada in the fall. Hooray for the AMA. And for us doctors, let's have higher pay. Amalgamated AMA.
Thank you. I got two more and then we'll wrap it up.
Keep going, man.
Thank you. Well, Charles Wrangle people up. Get it? Wrangle people. When he suggested that we might reinstate the draft as a way of being an asshole, I guess. We're pressuring somebody. This is called the Draft Dodger Rag. It's a rag.
So. Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd and keep an old Castro down. But when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. And when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Just to think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I'll get epileptic fits and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy got close to me, well, you know I'd start to sneeze. Yes, I'm only 18. Ruptured spleen and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Just you think of my career, sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant. Ooh, I hate Cho and Lye, and I hope he dies. But one thing you've got to see is that someone's got to go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give them hell, kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, well, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and always carry a purse. I got eyes like a bat, my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Just you think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm going to school and I'm working in a defense plant.
Yeah, that's Draft Dodger Rag.
Did she sing some?
thank you, Craig, for hosting us tonight. What a really a lot of fun. Thank you guys for sticking around.
Somebody assassinate that man. He needs to die.
Oh man, I get that so much. Sums it up for me. Oh, I'm not even gonna try to do the opening there. Don't go. Go to Canada. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks, Craig.